What is Kuja Dosha and the many ways to remedy it? In this presentation, we would be discussing about Kuja Dosha and many ways to remedy it. So let's dive in. Kuja, also known as the Mangal Graha and planet Mars, resides in the first house of the natal chart as explained in Vedic astrology. Also known as Mangal Graha, the planet Mars is an epitome of courage, strength, and power. As long as Mangal stays in its own house, it's all happiness and glory that one experiences in life. But if, for any reason, Mangal changes its position in the natal chart, birth chart, and moves to some other house, problem begins. This is what Kuja Dosha is, the problem that affects marital life and relationships. If Mars changes its position and sits in the second house, fourth house, 7th house, 8th house or the 12th house. Also known as Mangal Dosha and Bhoom Dosha, Kuja Dosha is inauspicious. Let us now study about the effects of Kuja Dosha as Mangal enters other houses. Kuja Dosha due to the presence of planet Mars in the 2nd house. The 2nd house in the birth chart stands for happiness, love and harmony in family life. If Mangal aligns itself in a way that it enters the second house, the resulting Kuja Dosha causes the following problems, such as you are going to face a tough time with your partner in marriage due to miscommunication. The person suffering from this dosha finds it very hard to contain their temper and the result is unwanted exchange of harsh words. Now let us study about the effects of Kuja Dosha due to the presence of planet Mars in the 4th house. If the planet Mars lays in the eye of the 4th house, that is responsible for how the childhood of a person will be, then the results are quite dramatic. If found in the 4th house, Mangal makes the person extremely aggressive and volatile. So, a person who's dealing with Kuja in the 4th house will have a very stressful domestic life. Now let us study about the effects of Kuja Dosha due to the presence of planet Mars in the 7th house. It's the 7th house in the birth chart that governs how your marriage will turn out to be. If Mangal makes any entry in this house, then you and your partner will never agree on the same thing. With time, it will get extremely difficult to tolerate each other over the course of time. Now let us study about the effects of Kuja Dosha due to the presence of planet Mars in the 8th house. The 8th house is in the birth chart is responsible for the safety and wellness of your partner. Naturally, Mangal upsets that rhythm of harmony if it sits in this house. The ways in which Kuja Dosha in the 8th house can affect your spouse are as follows. It's highly likely that your partner might die an untimely death. Your spouse might get involved in some kind of a serious accident. Also, Kuja in the 8th house can tarnish the relationship of your partner with your parents. Now let us study about the effects of Kuja Dosha due to the presence of planet Mars in the 12th house. The success of your marriage and how happy you will be is defined by the 12th house in your natal chart. If Mangal sits in this house, you will not have a happy married life. You will never share mutual trust with your partner. As a result, there's going to be inexplicable bitterness between the two of you. Such marriages are the ones that usually end up in divorce or are the most upsetting ones where there's a verbal abuse and domestic violence. If, for any reason, you think that you too could be suffering from Kuja Dosha, it's highly recommended that you get your birth chart ready by an astrologer on priority. The good news, however, is that it is possible to reduce the effects of Kuja Dosha. Here are some remedies that can actually pacify the ill effects of Mangal. If you are already aware that you have Kuja Dosha, it's better that you get married only after you turn 28. Once the 28th year of life passes, the planet Mars starts causing less and less disruption. If you are getting married early on in life, then it's better that your spouse has Mangal Dosha too. If you chant Hanuman Chalisa on a daily basis, it is believed that Mangal becomes less violent in its wrath. Offer your prayers to the planet Mangal as token of respect. It is believed to reduce the aggression related to the Kuja Dosha. Fasting every Tuesday is also a known Vedic way to make Mars less violent. Well, this is all for this presentation. Stay tuned for more such exciting presentations on eastrohelp.com, your astrology helpline. And don't forget to like and subscribe our YouTube channel for regular updates.